We could hear a lot more about manipulation in the foreign currency markets as the year wears on.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The U.S. Justice Department is reportedly preparing a new pile of charges against some of the biggest Wall Street firms and, significantly, individuals who work at the firms. One focus, possible collusion in the buying and selling of dollars, euros, pounds, sterling, and beyond. Ben Protest co-wrote the scoop for the New York Times Deal Book section. Ben, good morning.
Morning.
What is the focus of this big investigation?
There's both a normal criminal and there's an antitrust focus. The idea being that traders at competitive banks across the globe colluded to fix the currency market, which is one of the biggest markets and yet least regulated markets in the world.
Now, you write that news of this is making people nervous on Wall Street. Why? In part because the targets are not just the firms, but really some individuals?
That's right. So the firms are going to have to, many of them, though not all, will have to plead guilty. And then the other cause for concern is that individuals themselves might be indicted, whether it be here or in the UK. And eventually the hope by some prosecutors in Washington would be to eventually get some of these traders based overseas back here extradited and tried in the United States.
And your sources are telling you that there may be internal electronic communications between individuals that could help prosecutors?
That's right. These are chat rooms that competitors would go into, and these are private chat rooms. And just to kind of illustrate how cozy and how collaborative the whole thing was, the chat room was dubbed the cartel.
The cartel. Well, that's helpful. New York Times Dealbook reporter Ben Protest wrote the piece along with Jessica Silver Greenberg. Ben, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
This alleged collusion in currency markets will stretch across oceans, and the international coordination necessary could delay the filing of any charges. Now let's check the numbers. The 100-share index in London is down 0.6%. The key index on the German stock market, the DAX, down nearly 0.8% after more downbeat news from German factories. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down. The dollar is up, and the euro is down to $1.26. LinkedIn is the social media network targeted at our professional lives. Now, LinkedIn is entering the already crowded college rankings field, but its algorithm is interesting. LinkedIn ran the numbers on its over 310 million members to see where they went to college and what they're doing now. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
When you join LinkedIn, you tell it where you went to school, your field, and where you work. Crystal Broswell is a spokesperson for LinkedIn, and she says LinkedIn took all this data,
narrowed down the list of the top schools that are really launching their students into successful, desirable jobs.
LinkedIn defined desirable jobs by crunching the numbers to find companies that are good at both attracting and retaining employees. Mark Schneider is with the American Institutes for Research, and he says the list is limited.
Right now, only the top 25 schools in any of the fields is displayed.
And so it's mostly the usual colleges that top the list. Still, Schneider favors this data-driven approach, especially in the current economy.
I think the 2008 financial crisis scared the life out of everybody. You go to college and now you're not even guaranteed good employment.
And with college tuitions rising, Schneider says students are increasingly interested in what their college degree will get them in the job market. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
In the U.S., it's fair to say there's a long tradition of corporations embracing what originally was a religious observance, Christmas. In India, the calendar is packed with a kaleidoscope of religious festivals, many involving elaborate processions and decorations, which businesses there are often pleased to underwrite. But some in India say corporate sponsorship of these events may be going too far, as the BBC's Rahul Tandon reports from Calcutta.
The beating of the drums and the blowing of the conch means that Durga Puja has started. There are thousands of temporary temples or pandals which have been built to the goddess. Let's speak to Alok Das, who organizes tours at this time of year.
It's like visiting different churches. If you visit 20, 30, 40 churches for the next 5 or 6 days, it's like that. It's the same thing.
All of the temples have a different theme. But this year, Puja is more commercial than ever.
My name is Chandan Basu and I represent Shomachevi Shongo. We have to depend on the sponsors for the budget because nowadays the price for this is increasing. So we need the sponsors for this thing.
In some of the temples, the goddess is wearing necklaces and earrings sponsored by local jewelers. There are adverts inside many of them. I've come to the Sen household for their traditional family puja. Here, some people are very unhappy.
My name is Amitabh Sen. I think we've lost the whole plot. We are seeing the corporates using it as their advertising zones, which they should not do.
At this temple, the organizers are telling people to stop taking selfies of themselves in front of the goddess. They're worried that there could be a stampede. But what do people here make of the commercialization of Calcutta's favorite Hindu festival?
About 100-odd years back, you had the richer people who would sponsor individually. But you do not have the profile of rich people. The profile of rich people has been replaced by the corporations. That's all.
Puja, let it be puja. Let it not be commercialized.
I've come to one of the most popular temples this year. It's built by India's largest food company. It features statues made from imitation biscuits. Their brand name is everywhere. Some people may not like this, but it looks like the goddess is good for business.
The always wonderful Rahul Tandon of the BBC reporting there. Marketplace has a portable version. It's a free app in the Apple and Google stores because you can never have too much of the sound of my own voice. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.